This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Lovey. I remember that day.
What?
I think he's been on twice with us.
Who?
Lovey.
What about him?
Well, he came in to join us.
That wasn't him talking, though.
No, I know, but I said Lovey Smith joins us now.
Oh, earlier in the thing, I said.
Yeah, so he's been here like 15 years. He's been in here twice. Once.
15 years.
Hey, Lovey.
This is his fourth year.
Lovey, anytime you want to come over, man. That'd be cool to get Lovie on again.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on right now in football. So.
Nope.
Taylor Ridge, Rock Ridge, Matt Ling texted me, and I guess you said someone did text in.
Jason pointed it out as well.
Ethan Happ played there.
Yeah.
So I'm coaching a couple of 6'4 kids, Derek Piper, this weekend from Taylor Ridge, Rock Ridge. 6'4 across the middle. What would you do with that?
Sounds like Syracuse zone right there.
Oh, yes!
With that length, just, you know, defend one side of the court, one side of the other. Two safeties back there on the back end of the defense.
Oh.
Sounds like a game in the low 30s.
You know what? Everybody's going to hate my team. I can already tell right now. They're just going to be like, come on, Tay, play defense. All right, you are in Columbus, Illinois, Ohio State. What's the feeling in Ohio State? If this game were at State Farm Center, this whole Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding area would be crazy. What is it like in Columbus, you think?
Yeah, fans just filing in right now as we're a little bit more than or less than an hour before tip-off and the students are already in the building. I think that Ohio State, from their perspective, they've been hot of late. They've won 8 out of the last 10 and starting to remember why they thought this team could go pretty far in the dance. You know, back in December, there was a moment there where we were like, Ohio State's the best team in the country? Are they one of them at least? And start 2-6, and we talked about it yesterday. From our perspective, we haven't really talked about them that much throughout the Big Ten race, and you haven't had a reason to. But now, big matchup for them. I know it's senior night for Andre Weston. But overall, they see an Illinois team that come in here and got a win last year, and they know it's a ranked battle, and ESPN's in the house. So big-time feel, big-time opportunity for Illinois. Both teams still playing for a lot, but Illinois, as we talked about throughout the week, has destiny in their hands as far as win two more and at least get a share of the Big Ten title. That's pretty incredible to say.
How much of an edge do you think that actually gives Illinois tonight, Derek? Lon and I were talking about it seems like the intangible context of the game is in Illinois' favor, but Ohio State's a really good team. They've taken care of business at home. How much do you think it matters that Illinois has sort of the motivation of that title run potential on their side?
I think it helps. I think when you couple that with the fact that they have a lot of confidence going on the road, they almost would tell you they prefer it. Because the road kills or just the us against the world mentality when they go on the road, they've really embraced that. And they've succeeded. They've gone into Wisconsin, they've gone into Michigan, gone into Purdue, gone into Penn State. They can walk into any building and feel like they're going to win. So the added incentive, kind of the reward at the end of the trail, because, you know, this has been a Big Ten grind for everybody, but it's been a heck of a stretch. In the last 15 games, they've won 11 of them. So now that the reward is there, that win two more, and you can put a banner in the rafters, you can have a very high seed in the Big Ten tournament, have a great resume going into the big dance, which is what everybody's playing for anyway. Added motivation, but I think that just in general, going on the road, they're pretty fired up, and they're going to have confidence they can get it done.
An unstoppable force, Ohio State first in the Big Ten in three-point shooting percentage, meets the immovable object of Illinois' defense, who's been really good on the road. I believe Jeremy tweeted out they're 9-0 when they hold teams to six three-pointers or fewer on the road. Which one do you think wins that battle tonight?
tonight?
That's a great question. I think this one is different because Ohio State has a front court that can shoot the three. When you think about Purdue, you're focusing on Stefanovic, you're focusing on some of their guards. Even Michigan, Eli Brooks, I know Teske can potentially knock one down, and you are aware of that. Franz Wagner as well on the wing, but Caleb Weston shooting 43% from three. And he hit four threes against Michigan. The idea of Kofi having to go out and contest him is a thought that is a little scary, to be honest, from Illinois' perspective. But, yeah, you've got both sides for Ohio State. When they make 10 threes or more, they're 11-0. When they don't, they're 9-9, very beatable. Illinois, on the flip side, when they hold you below six, they're 9-0. And then the example is you go on the road to Iowa and they gave up threes and they weren't able to win that game. So that is a huge, huge key. Dwayne Washington has been an outstanding shooter as well. He had five threes in the Michigan game. I'd be interested who draws the matchup there. Maybe it's Trent. Trent seems to get the hot shooter on whatever potential matchup. But really very intriguing to see, can Georgia get out and defend the three-point line? Can Kofi do that? And then can you take advantage of maybe a size advantage at the other end where Miguel Illinois has more depth and physicality in their front court?
You know the voice, Derek Piper, Illini Inquirer, co-host, of course, of Tay and Piper, and follow him on Twitter, at DPiper247. Trevor and I went over that a little bit with Trent guarding Dwayne Washington Jr., who doesn't mind missing shots and he'll keep shooting. He doesn't care. How would you defend Caleb Weston? Would it be Kofi? Would it be Georgie?
That's a good question. The problem is if you put Georgie, I understand why you would, because Georgie more mobile and is able to get out to the line. But if Georgie's guarding Caleb, then you've got Kofi on Andre Weston. Andre Weston is a pretty good shooter as well, if I'm not mistaken. He shoots high 30% or even 40% from three in Big Ten play. So what Ohio State has done is really embraced the ability to spread you out and make every single guy in their starting lineup a three-point threat. So that makes it tough for Illinois. Maybe you have to stagger him. Or I don't know. It's just really on Kofi to be able to get out there. And I think you'll know early on from two perspectives is, you know, can Kofi put a couple fouls on Caleb? Or,
right,
you know, you're playing in an opposing arena, you'll get the veteran big. If Kofi has a couple fouls or if Caleb hits a couple threes, that's a momentum that maybe, or a telltale sign that maybe things aren't going well for you tonight. But Kofi has to do his best to put a hand up. Caleb, of course, has the skill to put the ball on the floor, so you can't leave your feet and allow him to drive you or even bait you into a foul. It's very intriguing, but at the other end, Kofi has 15, 20 pounds on Caleb. Caleb went in the offseason. We talked to Adam Jarty yesterday about losing weight, and he's 6'9 versus Kofi 7 foot. So I think it kind of play both ways as far as playing to each other's strengths.
That, you know, it will be fun. It'll be interesting to watch that and see what happens early on in that game. Of course, we can always just hope Ohio State can't shoot. That'd be even better. What can Illinois do to hurt Ohio State tonight?
Inside on the glass. You know, Illinois is one of the best rebounding teams out there, really, in college basketball when you look at their offensive and defensive rebounding percentage. Kyle Young is not expected to play tonight. He's their second leading rebounder at Ohio State and really someone that gets a lot of 50-50 balls for them with his extra efforts. And I think that if Georgie's able to give another good performance, I thought he was pretty good against Indiana, 6.6 rebounds and plays good defense. Georgie, Kofi, DeMonte's on the glass, Valen Griffin's on the glass, and Andres Feliz. I think Illinois can get second-chance opportunities and then also prevent that from happening for Ohio State. And again, it goes back to the ability that Illinois had to affect teams from three. They're one of the few that I've really just been able to make teams uncomfortable, make shooters uncomfortable, and that'll be interesting to watch. But and then, look, whenever you bring Io into a game, he's one of the best players in the Big Ten. When he's on, when Illinois has won their five Big Ten road games, he's averaged about 22 a night. So I think you need an A game for Io, and if he's able to show up here and be the Io that we've seen on the road, then that bodes well for you winning as well.
Derek, can you tell if Dan Dockich has regained his voice?
I cannot. I was listening, you know, what was he doing? It was the Penn State-Michigan State game. I even listened to a podcast with him and Seth Greenberg. I mean, he sounds like he was Cookie Monster when he lost his voice. It was weird. But, no, I see him sitting courtside. I guess you guys will have to tell me if he has anything in those pipes or not.
We'll see.
You're right.
Finally, what's your prediction for the game?
Let's go.
Man, I don't know. I just got a feeling. I got one of those feelings. It's a tough matchup. I know Vegas has about 5.5-point favorite for Ohio State, but I think Illinois has shown, obviously, they can defend the three. I think they'll have the best player on the floor in Io, and they're comfortable playing away from home. So I'm picking Illinois, 68-66. Who doesn't want to see what that State Farm Center could look like on Sunday playing for a Big Ten title? Let's do that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. That would be incredible. Would be absolutely incredible. Derek Piper, enjoy the game. We'll visit with you tomorrow, my friend. I know tomorrow you're going to go catch a high school game. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that's a big one. In fact, when I heard who was playing, I'm like, I wonder if Pipes will go cover that game. So we are giving you a hall pass again tomorrow. But what game are you going to be covering?
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. If you don't mind, Morgan Park, Adam Miller, Brandon Weston playing against A.J. Casey, the five-star sophomore who was just down here in Champaign over the weekend with Tinley Park. They're playing in the regional final up in Chicago tomorrow, so hoping to cover that. And you guys don't mind holding down the fort for me. I appreciate it.
Nope. Probably remind me of an old Villagrove against Arcola kind of game, I would assume, that kind of a battle. Hey, Derek, be safe, my friend. We will talk to you tomorrow, though, on the show. We'll bug you at some point to get your thoughts on what happened tonight. So be safe. Get us a win, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the game.
All right, buddy. Derek Piper.
Hey, John Beilein has been cited at the Michigan game tonight because it's senior night for Xavier Simpson, Teske, guys like that. So he's in the crowd sort of making the rounds.
Wouldn't that be funny if they sat him right behind Juwan Howard? And
right
he just,
where Phil Martelli is basically the pseudo coach.
And the whole time, every time Juwan Howard made a decision, John Beilein would be like, "Yeah, I don't think I would have done that." And he sits right next to the athletic director.
That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, my.
Passive aggressive at its finest.
Right, right, right. How are you gut feel on tonight?
I have no gut feel.
You said that earlier, didn't you?
I don't know. I genuinely have no idea. But I like that Derek is feeling it.
I do, too.
Because I feel like usually when he goes out on a limb and says, you know what, guys, I'm really liking this, then he's right.
Okay.
So I just think it's hard because my heart goes, well, with so much on the line, I just don't see how this group of players who have been so good on the road as it is. It kind of feels like Penn State in a way. I didn't really have much of a feel going into that game. Once we saw that Iowa was playing, I thought, well, okay, I mean, we'll see what happens. But Penn State's a top 10 team. I still don't think you get it done. But, you know, what the heck? Throw it up there and see what happens. And that's sort of how I feel tonight. Because, like I said, it's this weird juxtaposition of both just throw it up there and see what happens, but also there's never been more on the line for Illinois since 2005.
Right.
So it's kind of a crazy back and forth between nothing mattering and everything mattering.
Juxtaposition, you just threw out the word of the
ACT
month.
Word.
On March 5th, you have the word of the month already.
I'll try to top it.
Well done on that one. Illinois was a 7-point underdog, and Vegas has moved it to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling better about Illinois?
Yeah, I guess. Usually you like if the line starts creeping in your favor, but then again, Illinois was a 2-point favorite at home against Maryland, and we know how that worked out.
Craig asked, if Illinois loses their next two games, what's the lowest seed they could possibly have in the Big Ten tournament? Drake!
7 seed.
Seven. Really?
I've done the math. Unless Northwestern were to win, and that would be beating Penn State on the road.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Nebraska beats Michigan on the road. That's a ridiculous number of things that have to happen. Basically, as long as the world does not implode, Illinois is going to get a 7 seed or higher.
Wow.
There's one scenario where they get an 8 seed where...
Can you imagine if all of a sudden they're a 7 seed lose. And you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that would be a little sobering.
We were playing for something else. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Let's see. He says, I don't expect to win tonight. I also didn't expect us to win at Purdue, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Penn State. Great point,
that's
Heath.
That's true.
Great point. You can call me. Sal says, after studying Trev Palm, I say 75-70 Illinois.
There you go.
Mark says, if Georgie can do 8-6 and Trev do double figures, we can win.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Those are two high asks by Mark.
I agree. You mentioned earlier, Chris from Homer said Ohio State has the upper hand being at home. I agree with that. What else here? I'm happy with the season. Not sure we can win the Big Ten, but at least really want to that double bye. Iowa Sunday makes me more nervous. Let's get a win tonight. So he makes him more nervous playing Iowa at home than he does.
Interesting.
Or he or she. That's a 6-1-8.
Jason suggested that you put Alan Griffin on Wesson.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, he's a 5.
The problem then, I think Ohio State would immediately recognize that.
Right.
And get him underneath. But surely Griffin and Kofi could switch.
Sure.
Or Georgie.
And DeMonte did yeoman's work against a guy of that size that hit 3s in Lamar Stevens.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I wouldn't hate him on Wesson for at least a few minutes.
Okay. Charles and Fisher needs banned For one thing, he said, on this day 15 years ago, Matt Sylvester downed the undefeated Illini.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But also on this day, Nick Anderson drilled a three to take down Indiana at the buzzer.
That was awesome.
So
that shot from Jay Edwards, Lou Henson still claims that Jay Edwards was out of bounds.
On the previous shot?
Yes. Jay Edwards made a shot over the backboard.
Is the end of the game out there on YouTube somewhere?
If you can find it, I'll play it. He made a shot from behind the basket.
So this was 89?
Yeah, I mean, he was about 15, 16, 17 foot baseline, and he literally was a horse shot that he went over the corner of the backboard and nothing but net. And I just remember that feeling like, really?
Yeah.
Really, Indiana? Right, right. Really, Bob Knight? You're going to get that lucky. And then the next thing you know, Bardo throws a perfect pass to Nick Anderson, who makes one little dribble to the left and knocks down the shot. It was beautiful.
I can't click on it because there's something popping up about the coronavirus.
Well,
stay protected.
Hey, when we come
back. I appreciate.
Yeah. All right. Wait, they're protecting us against the coronavirus even on the internet?
On YouTube. It says you got to click here.
I didn't know I could get it just looking at YouTube.
I hope not.
I'm confused by this thing. When we come back, speaking of that coronavirus, there's some interesting news out of Italy on what it's doing to sports, and this is something that I haven't taken this serious yet. I'm going to be transparent. I haven't taken the coronavirus serious yet, but I think that a lot of people are. Obviously, the travel industry, they're saying that airlines could lose over $130 billion because people are going to stop traveling. I know Kara works in the hotel industry.
Sure.
I know a lot of people, a lot of big businesses, big companies are putting a no travel, their travel ban on their employees. So that's affecting hotels.
I've got the shot here. I see what you mean. It kind of does look like he's out of bounds.
Can you play it?
Yeah.
The baseline.
Gets it off.
Is this like a song? No, this is a BTN segment about the shot.
Oh.
So this is Indiana's shot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. It looks like he's out of bounds.
Lou Henson claims.
It was just a great shot. It was a big play made by a big time player.
This is Nick Anderson talking.
Now, there's still two seconds left to play. A chance for a miracle. You guys have to go to the
line. Anyways, you know what happened.
Yeah, there you go.
But he does look
Tell
like
me
he's
when
out
he gets
of
the
bounds.
Next shot.
Okay, hang on.
Because I want to hear. I'm getting. I like the beat.
Yeah, there is a good beat in the back. Here you go.
Good pass. One dribble.
Boom.
Remember, the clock doesn't stop.
And there's
the
That's what I did.
Incredible!
Oh, that was awesome, man. That was one of the best. That is one of the best Illinois wins. Everybody agrees with that. That's awesome. All right. Also, we may have a couple of new guys in the Monday Night Football booth.
Yeah, weird, interesting thing they're talking about here.
And one of them might be going against Tony Romo.
Yeah.
In this. So we'll talk about all that in drive time. At the end of the show, we'll give our predictions. Illinois, Ohio State, keep sending in your thoughts on the Buckeyes and Illini. What a big game tonight in Columbus. As spring nears, the sunshine ushers in warmer temps. Refresh, renew, and restore your home. To start, focus on high-impact projects that will give you the most return. Entryways, outdoor spaces, high-traffic rooms like the kitchen. These quick and budget-friendly home refreshes could help you ditch those lingering winter doldrums. Take a tip from Mother Nature. Turn up the color. You may not be able to make the grass green, but you can certainly add color to your decor. And you only have one chance to make a great first impression. While you have the paint out, why not bring vibrancy to your vestibule? A fresh coat of paint and a crisp color, one on your front door, can be a beautiful wake-up call for your home. Also, freshen up your outdoor area. Fresh space adds to the entitlement. Cook up some serene space in your kitchen. Do it all. Whether your home refresh is as simple as decluttering and updating, or whether you need a contractor, Busey's team can help you get started with a home equity loan or a line of credit. Visit with a Busey Loan Professional at one of their many convenient located branches or learn more at Busey.com. Busey, member, FDIC.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary, and we are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like CU at Home and Habitat for Humanity. Local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Illini Nation, your Illini men's basketball team is marching to the postseason and are looking to finish the season strong. So get geared up to cheer them on at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. From their famous House of Pain design to basketball jerseys and everything in between, Game Day Spirit has something for every Illini fan this basketball season. Find them in Campus Town at the corner of 6th and Green or in Champaign off Neal and Kirby and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Big Ten basketball is back in State Farm Center, and your Fighting Illini are ready to excite.
Georgie left the hole! A drive on the baseline, and he hammers it in!
Be able to say, I was there for the next big win.
The game is over. Upset Illinois over Michigan.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 1-866-ILLINI1.
And every year, he waits for his team to win the big game. And today, they finally did it.
And this sellout crowd is going crazy.
Well, near sellout. You see, Brian missed the game that day thanks to a dead car battery. Hey, there's always next time.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime moment.
You never know what a cheap battery could cost you. Don't risk missing out. Stop into Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign or give them a call at 217-355-4855. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you want a great steak, why don't you go up to Gifford? There's a restaurant there that's been there a long time called the Long Branch Steakhouse. I want you to go in there and find Donnie. He'll be cooking and preparing all your food. And then may I suggest the beautiful prime rib. Now, Donnie cuts it right off the side of beef when you order it. This is awesome, awesome meat. And you're going to love a steak from the Long Branch Steakhouse. Go say hey to Donnie. Tell him I sent you, Stevie J. And get up there as soon as you can. You're going to love it. Long Branch Steakhouse, Gifford, Illinois.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces. First stop.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I like to feel special, and I'm guessing you like to feel special too. So come to Rosati's, because every Monday through Friday, we're serving up a different special. Start your week off on Monday with deep dish slices. Tuesday, it's all about the meat. Wednesday, grab some Italian beef. And Thursday, you can get a chicken sandwich, grilled or fried, buffalo if you like, your choice. And Friday, it's always our homemade chicken, and you can always grab your favorite pizza every day of the week. So come to Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and feel special.
If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
I like to spend my time trying to answer life's most important questions. What is the meaning of life? Do fish ever get thirsty? Why does round pizza come in a square box? How can I be sure I'll be approved for my next car purchase?
I can answer that one.
You can?
Just go to Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Could this possibly be true? Quickly, to Honda BMW Champaign.
They may not know the meaning of life, but you can be sure that their staff will get you placed in the car you want at a price you can afford. Online at DriveChampaign.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, there's going to be a pop quiz on that U.S. Census website.
It was long.
www.usscensus.stoplight.potatoes.website.paper.illinoiscalendar.baseball.tarp.
Hey, speaking of tarp, CMI can help your business stay clean even through a rainy spring. We know you'll want and need a good mat program at all of your entrances. For every 20 feet of matting, you stop 85% of the dirt at the door. CMI can survey your facility and design a mat program for you, including custom logos. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road or schedule an appointment by calling 217-359-6262.
Dot stop sign, dot crack in the road, dot bread, dot white bread, dot wheat bread, dot com. Come join us at the U.S. Census. Oh, you need another song, don't you? Start a riot! Are we going to hear a little stand up and shout? Does Illinois only do that?
I think Illinois is one of a few schools that does it. I've heard Nebraska do stand up and shout. I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's a good crowd prompter.
At the Indiana game at State Farm Center, they started playing that, and Andrew looked at me and started smiling. And then a guy about three rows back goes, "Lon!" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, baby.
There you go.
Let's shout!"
Hey, Lon, The Price is Right Live is coming to the State Farm Center. I don't think they'll play Stand Up and Shout for that.
Is Drew Carey going to be here?
No, but it is Todd Newton, who's known worldwide for his work on E! Entertainment Television.
Of course.
He's been nicknamed the host with the most.
Ah, Todd.
And brought viewers face-to-face with Hollywood's biggest stars for over a decade. Todd Newton, a big name. He will be hosting The Price is Right Live, which, of course, is the hit interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals a chance to come on down and play classic games from TV's longest-running and most popular game show. Tickets on sale now. It's March 12th.
March 12th.
So that is a week from tonight.
Oh.
At the State Farm Center. Tickets on sale now. StateFarmCenter.com. We have an exclusive coupon code for anybody listening.
Really?
Get $10 off the tickets. Plinko ESPN. That's PLINKOESPN. Plinko ESPN. If you enter that on StateFarmCenter.com, when they prompt you for a promo code, you will get $10 off.
Favorite game, Price is Right. Have you ever watched Price is Right?
I can honestly tell you I haven't watched it much, but I like the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the showcase showdown or whatever?
Yeah.
When they spin the wheel?
Yeah. I also like the one where you drop the little thing.
Yeah, and it goes my favorite's the yodeler going up the mountain.
Okay.
You know?
I honestly don't
know. And then you just like... And it's funny because, you know, you'll get the, they all look out in the crowd. They're like, 460.
Well, they always base it based on, like, crowd reaction. Yeah. I'm like, those people don't know any better than you do.
And then the next person is like, 461.
All right.
And then I just turn over and I punch that guy. I've never punched anybody in my life. I'm kidding. I like the yodeler. 359-2255. Favorite Price is Right game. We'll throw it on the air. You ready to drive?
Let's drive.
Been a lot of music here.
It's time for Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. Jim, stay back. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at DriveChampaign.com.
Illinois ranked 23rd in the country. Ohio State ranked 19th in the country. This game starts in under 25 minutes at Ohio State,
on
at
ESPN.
Columbus. Value City Arena. Buckeyes, 5.5-point favorites. Trevor, I know you said you don't have a gut feel. I know you even used the word juxtaposition, even though I don't think it was about Illinois, Ohio State this hour.
No, I did.
But think for a minute, and I know you have, how excited you would be at the end of this one at 8.05 p.m. tonight if Illinois gets a win on the road.
I have already decided that I'm going to spend whatever it takes to get good seats for Sunday's game.
Are
I know
you streaking the quad tonight?
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. Nobody wants to see
that. No, probably not.
It would be on the secondary market, of course, because the game sold out.
Right.
But I want to get a good seat, and I want to have a front row seat if I can, not literally.
That'd be cool.
To what could be confetti firing off and Illinois winning the Big
Ten. Do you storm the court?
I feel like you'd have to at least let the students storm the court, right? Because, I mean, your first Big Ten title in, what, 15 years? Or at least your share of a Big Ten title from literally the worst year in program history to a calendar year later winning the Big Ten. I feel like you'd kind of have to.
And how sweet would it be your last three wins to do it were against Indiana, who I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to hate many things in life, but I hate Indiana basketball and I hate Michigan football. Sorry. For all you out there that say you shouldn't hate, then it would be against Ohio State and E.J. Liddell. Mm-hmm. I took the embargo off today only on that name.
Yep.
I will not say his name tomorrow or going forward. And then clinching it
Iowa,
against Fran, and not even Fran, but just Iowa.
Well, I meant from earlier this year.
True. I mean, can you imagine Indiana, Ohio State, Iowa, Big Ten title?
That's the revenge tour to end all revenge tours.
Incredible.
And that's some unfinished business becoming finished business.
Yes.
But, I mean, really, just think about the fact that we are two games away from a team that set a program record for number of losses last year, winning the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean, when Io came back and said that he had unfinished business, and like I said, when Underwood says we're going to hang banners,
yep,
I don't doubt that they're meaning to do that. But so often you kind of just go, okay, all right.
Okay.
Like you tune out that we're going to raise multiple banners because you're sort of like, okay, sure. Yeah, no one's going to go in and say, well, I don't think we're going to win much here.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that it could actually come to fruition less than a year after you had 12 wins, that you could get 14 wins just in conference play and win the Big Ten is insane.
I don't think Ohio State is the kind of team that's going to run away from you tonight, especially with Illinois' defense.
That's why I don't like the spread. I think Illinois covers because I think either Illinois wins or it's a close game.
Should I bet my $1.15?
I don't even know if you can. That might be a there might be a max betting
can you
amount
bet
of like $2.
$1 to win $2.50?
I mean, probably. Yeah,
I'm gonna sneak
on
it back
Illinois
up.
Money
maybe.
Line.
I just think Illinois is gonna play well tonight. They're gonna stay in this game. And coming up, we'll give our predictions for Illinois Ohio State. Nothing real exciting last night. Wisconsin blasts Northwestern. Indiana hangs on versus Minnesota.
That game
Wisconsin
was close for
at Indiana.
A little while.
Yeah, it
Indiana
was.
And Minnesota, but then Oturu missed a few shots.
Well, Northwestern was only down, what, 8.5?
Yeah, and to your point about hating Wisconsin, they barely covered the spread because a walk-on kid hit a shot when he didn't need to with like 6 seconds left in the game.
Oh, my.
Now, I think he was a senior and it was senior night, so let him score. But
wait,
they end up covering.
For North what?
No, for,
or no,
for Wisconsin. They could have run the clock out. But they let the walk-on score and then covered the spread.
Okay.
So a bad beat for anybody that had Northwestern plus 13 as the Wisconsin freshman gets it done.
I'm just tired of Wisconsin. Football and basketball, if you are 20 years – no, if you're 30 years old, let's say at 10 – what's a good age where you really understand sports? 12?
Well, that's my problem is like, I was 8 when they won last time, and I remember it kind of, but I don't remember going like, oh, man, Luther's been huge tonight, that type of, you know, like I was kind of an observer, not an impassioned
fan. Let's
say
12.
Yeah, I'd probably
Andrew's 12, and he.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, he's up on that stuff. So if you are 32 years old right now and you're a Wisconsin Badgers fan, basically for the last 20 years you've had the epitome of a unbelievable sports life for your college teams.
Yep.
Your football team, your basketball team.
Packers have been really good.
Been good.
I mean, really, they've had a lot of luck.
My goodness. Brewers had a couple of good seasons.
Yep. Bucks have the best player in the game right now with Giannis.
Yeah. But you know what? You're still cold. All right.
Touche there.
Yeah. All sporting events in Italy. Some in the Premier League. are going to close their doors to fans.
Yeah, because of the coronavirus.
Because of the coronavirus.
I don't think that we're at the point yet where we have to actually be talking about whether or not the NCAA tournament will be closed door.
Five announced cases in Illinois.
And then there was today another cruise ship in San Francisco that's docked there because
they wouldn't even let them dock, would they?
Well, no, they're floating around the Golden Gate Bridge, essentially, because they've got so many people that have it on there.
Wow.
It really hasn't. I think Illinois is the only state in the middle of the country that's had any cases. It's been out
east. Tennessee just had their first reported case.
Texas, and then Illinois is the only one, I guess, that I would say with you know, borders of all other states that have one.
If Illinois is in a Sweet 16 game
with no crowd,
no, I mean, are you risking it to go watch Illinois?
Yeah,
I am too.
I mean, anyone going Sunday, I guess, could technically be risking it because there's 15,000 people in an enclosed space.
Just drink a Bud Light before you go.
I was going to say use hand sanitizer, but I'm sure your strategy is just as effective and healthy.
I wash my hands 900 times a day.
That's good.
Always have, always will. I don't know why I'm one of those guys or girls.
You're better for it. I mean, you're the one who never gets sick.
You're right.
Have you ever correlated those two things?
Maybe. That is a good point.
Anyways, it's just interesting because now you see a whole country abroad. It's going to have nothing but closed-door sporting events.
It's going to be weird.
And the NCAA met earlier in the week to sort of come up with a plan should they need it.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I don't think we're to the point yet where you actually should start worrying about the NCAA tournament having no crowd. I mean, think about the financial loss that would be on the NCAA. Not that we're all going to pull out the smallest violin for the NCAA. No. But the arenas, the vendors, I mean, all that stuff, there'd be no money made.
No.
Sort of like, you remember that when the Baltimore protests were going on, the Orioles and the White Sox had that closed-door game, and it was just weird.
Well, you think about it. I mean, yeah, like you said, the vendors that make money.
Right.
A lot of people are losing money, you know, in the travel industry, in the hotel business, people to clean rooms. A lot of people losing money. Isaac the intern just sent something in, but I don't.
Would you take the coronavirus if it meant Illinois would win a share of the title and win the Big Ten tournament?
No. Maybe the NCAA tournament.
The thing is, like, for somebody of my age, it's like a 2-week flu and then I'm good.
Yeah.
So if you're asking me would I take having the flu for Illinois to win the Big Ten,
you're taking it.
I probably would.
You're taking it.
Now, of course, that means in turn I can't be there.
Right.
But
I've seen him win some Big Ten titles, so I don't want to get sick today.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right, ESPN on Monday Night Football, they're making a run at Al Michaels. How old is Al Michaels?
He's 75.
Do you believe in miracles?
I don't think he shows any signs of retiring.
No, he's good.
But remember, NBC swapped Mike Tirico over from ESPN.
That's right.
To sort of be the guy waiting in the wings to take over Al Michaels' job. Tirico does Notre Dame football as well as hosting the Sunday night pre- and post-game show. He does some Olympics coverage for him now.
That guy's got to have no life.
Mike Tirico?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does hockey. He does everything.
Working nonstop.
He's really, really good, obviously.
He's incredible.
And he's probably going to be the heir apparent to Michaels whenever he should move on. And by that, I would assume that you'd retire.
Yeah.
But now the report out today is that ESPN is looking for a trade. I don't know exactly how a media trade works.
Oh.
And Al Michaels is like the number one guy in the biz.
Right.
So I'm not really sure. I mean, you're not trading Booger McFarland for Al Michaels and calling it a fair deal.
You better throw in a lot of money on that one and some draft choices.
But I know that ESPN isn't pleased with Tessitore and Booger. I know a lot of people weren't pleased with Tessitore and Booger. I happen to like Tessitore. I think he's a good play-by-play guy
who can
sort of capture the euphoricness.
They've done it, Tess!
There you go.
They've done it!
Of a moment pretty well. But Booger was pretty brutal.
Yeah, he was horrible.
I mean, it just... In
he
his
just
little,
had mistake after mistake.
In his little Booger mobile. And, well, he stated the obvious.
Yeah.
You know, the memes would go around of Booger saying, they got a first down, which means they'll have four more chances before...
He sounds like me.
Right. He said, well...
Can you wrap us up, and then I'm going to tell you who may join Al Michaels in that booth.
This was Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
Metal music. That's not metal music. It's Led Zeppelin. So ESPN making a run at Al Michaels, but also wanting to put Peyton Manning.
Be a heck of a booth.
I would love that.
From out of nowhere, essentially, from... Booger to Peyton Manning.
I would love that.
Would be impressive.
I think Peyton Manning in the booth would be really cool. It's almost like catchers make good managers in baseball, they say. I think quarterbacks would make good announcers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have to...
Well, Tony Romo, obviously.
Tony Romo's incredible. He's incredible.
And this
Dron Jaworski, he never really did a lot of...
Yeah, he was on Monday Night Football for a few years, but now he's back to analyzing game film. This, of course, coming on the heels of Tony Romo getting, like, the most ridiculously large contract ever to be an analyst. He's making, like, 17 mil, which is honestly more than he probably would have been making if he was playing at this point in his career. I know ESPN wanted to make a run at him, but CBS just upped the ante so much so that they locked him up long-term. So now ESPN looking to pivot by dumping their two guys and getting Al Michaels and Peyton Manning in the booth.
Who was the who's the really good OBJ, right?
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, thank you. My goodness.
Yeah.
About said Beckman.
No, not Beckman.
Beckham.
Yeah, Beckham.
I saw a tweet that he tweeted out to another wide receiver, and he's like, hey, let's get out of this football thing and join the booth.
If you can make 17 mil, yeah.
Why not, right?
I mean, that's sort of the peak because nobody's better than Romo at it, but yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Hans D. texted in earlier.
He did?
He did to me.
Oh.
I need Hans D. to text in now with his score tonight, Ohio State, Illinois. Oh, he did text you too? Now I don't feel as cool.
It was you and me and Derek.
Oh.
He says, yes, feeling good about tonight.
I mean, Hans, we don't need to just... out of nowhere, throw texts out that mean nothing. But I need Hans's score for tonight.
There you go.
We've got a couple. Wes, who doesn't like my Wes got on me yesterday because I used too many times.
Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
I do a lot of weird, not weird things. I do a lot of the same thing over and over. if you want to fire in your score prediction, Illinois, Ohio State, when we come back, Trevor and I will give ours. Hopefully Hans will give his. And we will read yours. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary in Champaign-Urbana. We are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like See You at Home and Habitat for Humanity, local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get
this Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center.
Neck pain is a very common problem in our population. It affects 10 to 20% of us at any given time. Try stretching your upper traps. You can do this by taking your nose down towards your chest and then over towards your armpit. Hold this for 10 to 20 seconds, and if it improves, great. If not, you may be dealing with a joint problem.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Stop and smell the roses in life. With technology, the hustle and bustle of life, so many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
The ribeye has the best, the greatest steak in town.
If you're looking for Champaign-Urbana's great steak place, it's the Ribeye Restaurant. For over 40 years, with their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice-baked potato, the Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
The ribeye is the best, we're the one, the great one steak place.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart. Ah!
It's home!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate? That's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
This makes me want to get up and, like, do Macklemore. Is that right?
Yeah. Downtown.
It makes me, it's one of those songs that sounds like an 80s song when they were bouncing around.
Yeah,
you know, like
I think that was the idea.
Oh.
This was his other follow-up to Thrift Shop, if you remember Thrift Shop.
Correct. Hashtag correct. What's the song we like? Post Malone?
Circles by Circles. Post Malone.
I like that song. Can we get that on our...
Yeah.
Can we get that and get rid of this?
No, that's not it. I like it, Drake.
This one. I don't like this.
Mask Off?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. All right, so we got a lot of predictions coming in here on the drive. Tay and Piper, Derek is in Columbus. We'll visit with him tomorrow via the phone. He's also going to go to a high school game tomorrow night where Morgan Park.
Adam Miller. Brandon Weston, yep, on that team taking on A.J. Casey.
Oh, okay. Recruit. Okay. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. What are some of these predictions we're getting?
Jim says Illinois is going to win 63-60. Jim from St. Joe.
Okay.
217 text says, wow, Illinois 87, Ohio State 85.
Man.
High scoring one.
He also
there.
Did the
Daniel says Ohio State's going to win 65-58. Nobody asked you, Daniel.
Right.
Trent leads all scorers, says the 217 text. 72-63 Illinois. And Wes threw a right back at you. Said you didn't read his prediction from earlier.
Okay. He said, As has been previously stated, I don't like starting a sentence with as has been. As has been previously stated, if Ohio State is hot from the three, they win by 8+, need ancillary players to play above normal production.
He just took my juxtaposition.
He did. He totally did. He's going for it. Ancillary is like a vein.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Trent, Georgie, and Kipper, he's got Ohio State winning 77-68. Hope I'm wrong. Usually.
Hey, this is your Kipper game.
It is my Kipper game.
Mine's already dead because it was Nebraska.
Yeah, that's true. So we said yesterday that it has to be a combination of rebounds and points to equal 12.
Yeah.
For it to constitute a Kipper game.
As a big game.
Okay. So
that'd be 6-6.
6-6.
Or 12-0. Or
8-4.
Yeah.
I think he could get 8 points.
I think you're better off with the points than the rebound side of
yeah,
that.
No,
even
I
though
totally
he has
agree.
Shown a propensity somewhat to grab four or five boards a game.
Well, it's my Kipper game, and here's what I'm doing. I'm saying Kipper goes for 10, and Illinois springs the upset to set up the Sunday showdown with Iowa to win a Big Ten title. Final score, Illinois 66, Iowa 61.
Iowa?
Ohio State. I said Minnesota earlier.
You did.
What is wrong with me?
Well, you're thinking ahead now.
Illinois 66, Ohio State 61.
Hans did check in and say 74-67.
Okay.
Illini.
Okay.
I will go Illinois 77. No, that's too high.
Yeah.
Illinois 71.
Okay.
Ohio State 70.
Oh!
Iowa with the game-winning layup with about half a second.
Why not? Why not?
Then Ohio State with
over EJ Liddell.
So that would be pretty sweet.
Oh my goodness.
I legitimately woke up today envisioning 10 seconds to go in Illinois, Iowa after tonight's win.
Oh.
Illinois down by one. Iowa. And then he hits the shot and wins the title and the confetti goes off.
How about Liddell accidentally fouls Iowa with 3 seconds left and Iowa hits both to win it?
I'm for that.
It's capillary, not ancillary. Thank you for the vein. Wade says 63-57, Illinois. season with 50 Cent. Want to thank Todd Hefferman, writer for the Southern Illinoisan. Illinois State plays tonight. It's another game you could watch in the Mo Valley Tournament. Thanks to Todd.
I'll pass.
Good. Also want to thank, I have it recorded.
Okay.
Derek Piper, my co-host in Columbus. Thanks to him as well. Also Matthew Gordon for the Mettler Mix-Up. Trevor, let's get it done tonight.
Let's do it. Let's come in tomorrow talking about how we're 40 minutes of basketball away from a Big Ten title.
Oh, my goodness. And against Iowa.
Why not?
I just want that run of Indiana, Ohio State.
That's a good point, yeah.
Indiana with Justin Smith, Ohio State with E.J. Liddell, and Iowa with nobody they stole from you. But it's Iowa.
But it's Iowa.
And you'd win a Big Ten title. Oh, my. That would be incredible. I love updating stats. Let's do it tonight. We'll have the kind of the recap tomorrow. Talk to you then. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.